Listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Inbounds or out of bounds? Allie LaForce yesterday asking LeBron James his thoughts on the death of Greg Popovich's wife following the game, the post-game interview. She has gotten absolutely destroyed and attacked by colleagues. The undefeated by ESPN went nuts on it. LeBron had to come out on his own Twitter and Instagram and defend her. I will as well. We touch on that. The cover of Sports Illustrated. Pepito, would you look just as good without your shirt on as Baker Mayfield holding the football?
I don't know. Might be kind of close.
I think it, you know, about a split image. How about you go in the back over there and take off the shirt, and then you can do a Baker Mayfield-like pose.
I may already have a side-by-side comparison.
You do kind of have a Baker Mayfield head.
Do I?
Yeah, you really do.
The round head?
Yeah, I mean,
small,
like,
round head?
It's kind of very similar. Lamar Jackson, why the undefeateds? Headline is, Lamar Jackson could change the NFL if he gets the chance. We'll touch on all of that coming up this hour. We'll check in with the graph, see how he's doing, not only from the game-winning call yesterday, Pepito, in which he had, as LSU scored in the ninth to take the lead, and then Tulane scored one more in the ninth to win via a walk-off win. He had a game-winning call. We will break that down, and we'll critique it. That's coming up this hour. 205 Gordy Rush. He's a sideline reporter for the LSU Tigers on the LSU Sports Radio Network. I want his take on something that I'm going to touch on here next segment. Next segment, I'm going to play Darius Geis on the NFL Network. Darius Geis, a 6-minute, 49-second sort of player profile I want you to hear that I think done in conjunction with Hyundai and some other places. But just, again, both of those, just if I'm a team exec or head coach, probably make me want to just either reach out, find out a little bit more, or ask around the room, are we considering him or not? It's that telling to me. And it also, sorry, Brian and Ola East, but it does give me flawless victory in my arguments from shots fired from, about a week or so back when we were talking about Lamar and then whether or not he should have been using an agent. The benefits of one, because this is clearly how an agent can help a player going into the draft. 1 week from today, we will be at Dave & Buster's, 1200 Poydras Street. Jason's looking forward to play a little whack-a-mole, have some fun with that. We will be there as well. John Forcade, Marlon Fayride, Brian Nola East. Pepito, will you be providing anything to the draft coverage other than just sitting there?
Gus, I am the coverage.
There he is. He is the coverage of the... What exactly would you be doing?
I'm going to be giving you guys the coverage so y'all can talk about it on the air.
Recaps.
You have Marlon and John. Yeah,
right.
I'm going to be giving them the information.
Oh, is that what you're going to be doing?
Yeah.
From Pepito's guide to the NFL draft?
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the title, by the way?
You just said it.
I just did?
Yeah.
Pepito's guide to the NFL draft.
That's why it's so popular, even though you don't have a copy yet.
What mock are you on, by the way?
Oh, I just get straight to it. I don't do mock drafts.
Mock, not even 1.0.
Not even a 1.0.
Here's your mock draft.
No, there's no beta. No beta version of this. This is it.
I do like the renderings of the possible image for the cover I can see here on this spare sheet of paper.
We had a few. This is a sneak peek I'm giving you, Gus.
It's basically you drawing a hand with a finger. That wouldn't be...
Oh, no. That's for you. That's for your personal copy.
Oh, I thought that was the image you're going
to
put on...
You weren't supposed to look at that side of the paper. Okay. That's specifically
for you. It's good to know that you're doodling during the show, though.
Oh, yeah, of course. I got to entertain myself.
Okay, well, let's go. It looks like a lifelike hand.
It really is. It's actually my hand.
Yeah. Yep, there it is. Oh, I see what you did. You traced your hand.
I traced my own hand.
Okay.
It has my beautiful complexion and everything.
Exactly. Yeah. 215 Fletcher Mackel from Channel 6. He was in Portland for two games, the first two games. His take on the Pels tonight, taking on the Portland Trailblazers. We have a question of the day. We threw out there at ESPN Radio NOLA. What do you think would be one of the keys going into this game tonight? I think for some reason, Etuan Moore seems to be a key, I think, for me. Jake Madison gave us some ideas as to maybe what Portland may try to do. You have to imagine going to try to take away a little bit of that pick and roll from Jrue Holiday, maybe throw some extra couple of bodies. So who else is going to be handling the ball for New Orleans? And do they attack the basket? Nurkic, right? How's that ankle sort of feeling there a little bit? And because you're at home, you'll probably get a player or two to kind of step up, maybe have a few big moments in the game. Jake Madison's pick for that is Cheick Diallo. So let's see what happens there. Want to get your phone calls, 800-998-1003, or we could also get your takes on Twitter at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, Pepito, I teased it going into the top of the hour. The leaks are starting to come out tonight, 7 o'clock. There's a television special, right? ESPN, NFL Network, they're both going to be doing schedule release shows. But, the leaks are out. We said, Pepito, a little Saints music if you can. A tough, tough schedule for the Saints at home. Eagles, Skins, Browns, and Steelers, and the Rams. On the road, Dallas, Giants, Ravens, Bengals, and Vikings. Two leaks have hit social media. September 9th, Saints will kick off the regular season at home against division foe Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers. Apparently the opening game for the Saints. And the other big leak that already has Todd Graffanini pacing. You know, I already just gave you a hint. What game or team has the Graf already in turmoil months before the game even kicks off? It can only be one, can it? And we all know who that is. Thanksgiving night in the dome, Pepito. Thanksgiving night. Saints Falcons. So that can either ruin your turkey day.
Good.
Or that could make your turkey day.
So when you're overstuffed and full of sodium, just your entire body, you're a balloon of sodium.
You can barely move. You gotta make your way to the dome.
And then you gotta stress out for the next 4 hours.
It is. Noodle alarm.
Maybe the stress from having to deal with that game will help get rid of some of that.
I mean, again,
some of the sodium.
It can either make your Thanksgiving or it could just have ruined your Thanksgiving night. I also threw out there on ESPN Radio NOLA, do you have a story on how the schedule being released has, you know, I don't know, changed your life or made, is there something about that it's happened in the past? Like, have you planned your wedding based off of what the schedule is? Or did you have to make a tough decision on whether or not to go to a game or not? Because look, Thanksgiving's a huge, huge day, Pepito. Lots of family, lots of people love to have people over.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah. Really?
It's the holiday, Gus. It's the one that happens every November.
It. My point being that, okay, for your family, are y'all an early Thanksgiving sort of deal? Are y'all a afternoon?
Yeah, it's a mix.
An evening or an all-dayer?
Probably
see, my
more
family's both.
Yeah, we're
like
kind
my dad's
both.
Side growing up, you got there like at 11 and you left like at 6 for my aunt's house.
Yeah, we have lunch and then it's like a revolving door of people throughout the day. In and out.
See,
in and out.
My wife's family, it's like there's a sit down at a certain time in the morning or in the afternoon and you're done about an hour or two later. Peace out. So you can go. So, I mean, some people have it. It's an all-day thing, you know. And now, with three games on tap in the NFL, you have the, you know, the Lions and the Cowboys game, and then you have the night game, and Saints and Falcons. See, the graph right now is just...
Has your Thanksgiving become so stressful.
Yeah, exactly. It's April 19th, 1:10 p.m., and I'm like, here we go.
You can't even take
Here we go.
You can't even take a post-lunch
here
nap.
Here we go.
Can't even take a post-lunch
Here we
nap.
Go. Falcons. I mean, this is what we have to deal with on your, exactly. Falcons, in-laws, family members, that guy that shows up, whatever. I mean, right? Why is it just the mere mention of that team's name? I'm ready to go.
It's why we're rivals.
I mean, literally right now, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to spew hatred. Falcons. See, I'm having to regroup. I want revenge.
Tomorrow you get a call.
What?
It's from the Falcons, Falcons mm-hmm. Radio Network. Mm-hmm. They want you to be a sideline reporter. Mm-hmm. Work for the team.
Mm-hmm.
What's your answer? You have a child.
Mm-hmm.
It clearly will pay good money, right?
Well,
let's face it.
Well, let's get his radio. I mean, let's.
But it's NFL, Atlanta Falcons, big market.
Does it come with anything else, though?
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Because if it's just that job, then.
I'm sure there's attachments to it.
I'm busy. I think I might pass.
How old is your son?
He's 16 months.
16 months.
Yeah,
wow.
I know. I get it.
College fun.
I will sit him down. I mean, he can understand now. He can understand now. Like, I told him to go take a bath. He walks over there. He puts his clothes in the hamper. I got a really good dude. I mean, he's awesome. I'll just have to have a sit down with him and be like, look, I understand you want to go to Disney. I know you want that new toy. Daddy had a pass on this job, and you'll understand why later. I don't know if I could be a part of the Falcons radio network. I don't think I could work. I don't know if I could.
Well, they would even throw in a babysitter for Carver. Your wife would be set up with the job.
Uncle Arthur, huh?
See, oh, creepy. God, that sounds terrible. No.
Well, that's what I would do. That's what I would do. Because, like, my wife would be like, babe, take the money, take the job, it's the NFL. Like, and then I would be like, yeah, but the Christmas party, Arthur Blank's there. It's just weird. What if during the Christmas party, you have to do the Arthur Blank dance? Like, that's what he does. That's his thing.
You'd be a new recruit. You're a rookie on the team.
Right.
I'm going to be hazed.
That's part
initiated.
Of my hazing. I have to do the Arthur Blank
dance.
You
have to do it. But come on, it's going to be a
pretty... Doing the Sean Payton's a completely different thing. That's victorious, that's happy, that's fun.
But come on, seriously.
I'm being serious.
You know, it would be a very lit party, company party. You know that.
Brought to you by Home Depot.
In Atlanta.
Yeah, why I want to go to Atlanta, though?
Oh, I don't either, but
yeah,
I'm saying.
Exactly. Well, look, I get it. Smog, this traffic, this pollution. There's the Falcons. I can't do it. I don't think I could do it.
Ooh.
I would consider being the voice, like a play-by-play. That's different. But just the sideline guy? Pass.
Maybe some other gigs, too. May have to cover Atlanta United, MLS. Same owners.
There's a top 10 market.
Same crew, yeah. You know, the paycheck would be nice.
I know, but I don't know if I can do it.
Carver needs a future,
Gus. You imagine on game day I have to put on a Falcons polo?
Part of the team, yeah. You kind of have to. Got to travel with them.
Go in the locker room.
Oh, that's a very nice locker room. Brand new stadium.
I understand, but...
5-star facilities.
Thanks, guys. Welcome back here with Matt Ryan.
Ooh.
Big win over the... Saints today. I couldn't do it. I don't know if I could do it.
Gus Pattengill in the red and black.
You
look good in red, by the way.
Imagine having to do the locker room interviews after a win in the dome against the Saints.
Part of the gig.
I would feel so dirty. It'd be like the scene from, what is it?
Got it. Yeah, that one.
The movie.
Oh, yeah, of course, the movie.
The girl wound up being a guy. The Crying Game. Yeah.
Oh.
That's what it would be like. My first night or season or
crying game shower.
Yes. The, you know, Saints just lost. Falcons just beat them. I just had to do the post game. A victorious, like, you know, they come back, pick off Breeze, pick six. I just, whatever. That I have, you know, just, thanks guys. Welcome back. I can barely hear you because of the celebration going on there. Like, just,
yep.
You know, And then when I'm done, walk on to, you know, the street by the arena onto the team bus and just it's like drive away from the arena and the dome. I would have to take a crying game shower. I couldn't do it. I don't know. I can't do it. I'm telling you right now, I can't do it.
You could do it.
I can't do it.
Believe in you.
You believe in
your
me
family,
that I can do it?
Your family believes in you. Carver's going to thank you when he gets to college, by the way.
I don't know. I think Carver would be ashamed of me. Some things...
His dad is having to do something he absolutely would hate.
See, if people can't understand this, I'll ask you, like, could you take a job working for Alabama, LSU fans?
It's a good question. I think you could.
Like, whatever job you do right now, but it's in Tuscaloosa. Every day, all day, you go out to eat, go to the grocery store, there's the elephant logo. It's just Roll Tide everything. You're at the gas station. Hey, what's up, Mike? Roll Tide. I mean, just, could you do whatever you do right now, if you're an LSU fan, in Tuscaloosa? That's what I'm
picturing through. Carver just sitting on your lap going, Dad, thanks for all the hard work you do.
I can't.
You're working for the enemy to put me through college.
Like I said.
Thank you, Dad.
Like I said, there's other things.
He would see you as a hero, man.
Wayne wants to chime in, 800-998-1003. Wayne, what you got?
This is worse. This is like the devil tempting you, man. Don't do it.
See? Thank you, Wayne. I couldn't do it, Wayne. Could you do whatever it is you're doing right now? Oh, you hung up. I was gonna say, could he do it? See, you kind of come across like you'd have no trouble tomorrow. Like I could drop you off at MSY right now. You'd be landing in Hartfield, and tomorrow morning you would have no trouble. You know?
Oh, I would prefer not to.
Hey, welcome back to WATL. Here with so and so and Pepito and Studa. You'd have no trouble.
Oh God, no.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd
You're
be brutal.
A mercenary.
Be brutal.
You're a merc.
But then again, I'm not putting a child through college.
You could.
You need it.
I can't do it.
I'm telling you right now, I can't do it.
I couldn't do it.
I can never do
it. I couldn't do it because I would have to fake it. I would have to fake enthusiasm.
Absolutely fake it. Also, I don't want to live in Atlanta. How about that?
I would have to fake it.
I couldn't do it.
What if like part of working there is Thomas Dimitrov makes you wear sandals with socks? I can't do it.
Well, you're getting worked up about this.
I can't do it.
I love stirring the pot with you, sir.
I can't do it.
Love stirring the pot.
Sports Hangover continues next. It's ESPN New Orleans. Hi, welcome back. It is the Sports Hangover. As we will have a little fun coming up here in a little bit. Do I ask him, do I dare at 145 ask the graph?
Ask him what?
If they called him to be the voice of the
family. Oh, that's, come on, we know that answer. That's not even debatable.
I simply texted him about 30 minutes ago. I said, dude, Saints Falcons Thursday night here at home.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, Thursday night. One word response. Ruined.
Good luck to any of the Graffinitis hanging with Todd that day for Thanksgiving. As Todd says, he will be in the dark. He's going to go dark. He's going to go up in the man cave. Yeah. And
again, it's no secret. Everyone knows. I mean, I think he should be the voice of the Saints. But can you imagine him calling?
No brainer.
Calling a Falcons game?
No.
Because
I don't even know what that sounds like.
It's like being part of the Tulane broadcast. I've heard him call some games in which there's a rivalry or there's a team that we could care less for. But I just it may be one of the first broadcasts where you maybe need the dump button.
You think?
No, I'm kidding.
That would never ever happen.
No, I know. But I just...
That man is going to be throwing turkey legs and stuffing all over the man cave. You know it.
I feel for the Graffinitis.
It's going to be a rough day.
7:30, right? It's like when it was started. So yeah, I mean, he will tell his son and daughter good night.
Good night.
Tell his wife it was a great Thanksgiving. See you on Friday.
Go to bed with your soundproof headphones on. And don't worry about what's happening upstairs.
If you hear things crashing and breaking.
It's just Daddy watching the game.
Here's the thing. What people don't understand is that could be with the Saints up. The Saints could be winning. But if the Falcons get a yard, not even a first down, a yard, there's a couch cushion thrown. A touchdown, things happen. All right, so I mentioned this back in hour number one. There's two things about the process getting to the draft, right? And it's the over analysis that happens once football is done, combines, pro days, workouts, and then you have just after all that's the visits, which is where we are now. Now everyone lying, things of that nature, who they like, who they don't like. Point is, when we were talking a couple weeks ago about Lamar Jackson, there was a headline Pro Football Talk said, look, one team's tried seven times to get a hold of the Louisville quarterback. Nothing. Mike Freeman, several other national columnists have said he's doing a disservice. Former players, current players going, dude, get an agent. Teams are either bad-mouthing him, a report like that where a team can't get a hold of him comes out and makes him look bad. You haven't really seen him much. The Undefeated has an article today that says Lamar Jackson could change the NFL if he gets the chance. Subheadline, the Heisman winner's future in the league won't just depend on whether he's ready. It'll depend on whether the NFL is. Mina Kimes, one of the writers in this, you see her on the Levitard Show. She's part of the ESPN network. But again, there was a lot of critique about his pro day. He threw 59 passes, did not run the 40-yard dash, all that. He doesn't have an agent. Compare and contrast LSU running back Darius Geis. We spoke about how I thought it was absolutely ludicrous, right, that you had a situation where it got leaked. Well, Darius Geis was on SiriusXM NFL radio and talked about how certain NFL teams, or at least one, asked him, you know, did he like men? Did his mother sell herself? Things of that nature. Then in the weeks or days afterwards, it was, you know, off the field problems. He even tweeted at one of these people and said, there are zero off the field problems. And it stinks that people, you, me, Pepito, at Bo McNuggets, his Twitter account, who, I mean, how many, when's the last time you tweeted about sports?
Couldn't tell you.
Exactly. He could go right now and tweet, you know, sources tell me off the field issues could hurt Darius Geis. Yeah, how much information on that?
Oh, I have zero.
You have any sources on that?
None.
But you just tweeted, right?
So there's no...
But my point is, now it's up to him or somebody to defend or stop that. An agent will see that, either call you on it or, you know, text, tweet, whatever, a friend in the business to say, hey, this is not true or whatever. Lamar doesn't have that. So one of the off-the-field issues that apparently Darius Geis has, or is the off-the-field issue, he plays this game called Fortnite. It's a video game. It's like an online game, Pepito, right? Where you play through your video game console. That's an off-the-field issue. When that becomes an off-the-field issue, man, that's you're in trouble. Anyway, here's my point. So, on Good Morning Football on the NFL Network, this was yesterday. He was on. So again, an appearance was booked on him. And here's his personality. Okay? Just gonna play it here. And they play a game called Debunking What Scouts Say.
One scout said that your quote burst is just average. Tell us why we should doubt this scout.
Well, for one, you know, I'm planning one of the fastest conferences in college football. The SEC, you know, is the fastest conference in college football. You know, that can be the linemen are just as fast as some of the fullbacks and running backs.
Yeah, that's your average burst literally. Right there.
Like, that's your average burst, man. Right. You know what I mean? You're not going to always get away from them. You know, there's certain times where you will. You know, but
like
not going to get away from maritime, man. It's football. You're going to go against some fast DBs. Like, as you've seen at the combine, they running 4.3s. I'm running 4.49.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Like, you're not going to get away from everybody, bro.
You're a clown and not a scout. Yeah. I don't like you.
Yeah, way to bubble.
0 for 1.
Bubble. All right, now, the next one says you showed inexperience as a receiver. Why should we doubt this scout and trust your hands at the next level?
Well, you know, I just feel like that's an unfair statement. You know what I mean? You can't really blame and say I can't catch because it's not on film as much as other guys may be. You know, LSU is a powerhouse running team.
Talk about it.
If we barely throw to the receivers, what makes you think the running back about to get the ball?
Hey! Can only drive the car.
Hey,
you're giving.
These guys can be like young sometimes. You know what I mean? I got to play my role, man. You know, the coach called, you know, power right, I'm running power right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, throw me the rock.
Please throw me the ball.
Right.
You know?
I got one for you. This is one that I roll my eyes at. It says, needs to be more decisive at the line of scrimmage. I think of Le'Veon Bell. What do you think of that? Needs to be more decisive at the line of scrimmage.
Again, I'm in the SEC. Playing teams like Florida, Alabama, you know what I mean? Teams like that all year.
The best of the best.
You know, and I'm going against an 8-9 box.
Oof.
How long do you want me to sit there and wait before I can make a move?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Before I'm getting tackled for loss in the backfield.
Right, right.
Like, when you get the rock in this, you got to go.
You got to go.
Ain't no just sitting there and let me read that. Man, you got to go.
Yeah. Get out.
You
got
to see it and go. You can't just sit back there and be too decisive.
And you don't, man.
But I don't.
Break this tackle, because this one is so stupid. Listen to this, Scott. He says, Darius Geis would rather look for someone to run over in the open field rather than run to daylight. Sounds pretty cool to me. What do you say?
That sounds like football.
That's what I'm saying.
Like football. Right.
It is a physical, competitive game.
Right.
Again, every time any ball carrier has the ball, everyone's chasing you.
Right.
Everyone's after
yes.
you.
Yes. Right.
What do you want me to do?
When you break through that line and you're in the second level, what are you thinking? Look for somebody to hit.
If somebody's in front of me, you're about to get hit.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm not about to run around you. Like, that's not me. I don't run like that. I'm going through you.
Why spend so much energy trying to shake a guy when you can run through the dude?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, and it's just more sexy to see that at the end of a run.
That's right!
That's right. Like, what type of big running
back? Do your agents know what a star you have here at the
You guys have a whale!
Yeah, you guys know? All
right. Boom. You heard that right there? You heard the host? She said, do you agents know? So he has more than one. Well, he has more than one. And Darius Geis there again. It was 3 minutes and 23 seconds. I started it just before the minute mark. In 2 minutes, Jason, how did he come across to you? First time you've heard that. How did he come across to you?
Sounds fine to me.
It sounds like a kid that has personality.
Yeah, I got
explained
nothing.
What he had to do. So it's such a smart move by those agents. They put him out there, right? Even if you didn't watch the show. I didn't watch the show, but it's now tweeted. The video is, and I can listen to it. What did he just do there? He debunked four things that people think about him. And you heard him say it with personality. You heard him say it with humor.
He wasn't angry.
No. And you heard him say it logically.
It's being genuine.
Unless you don't throw the ball to the running backs. What do you expect? It also makes you go, my goodness, are some scouts stupid? Again, did you watch him play 2 years ago when he was healthy? Did you watch him play? But that's why, Brian Ola East, you get an agent. Lamar Jackson should be on shows talking about that. Lamar Jackson should be like, dude, I threw for 9,000 yards, only rushed for 3. Why do people think that I run better than throw? That segment there showed personality, humor. I loved it. I loved hearing, too, I'm going to run you over. Get out of my way. It's great. I mean, if you're a fan, you're like, draft that guy. I mean, Carolina Panther fans on the comment section on that video are going nuts. They want him. They picked before the Saints and Falcons. He would be a nice fit back there. Anyway, that's one of the videos I want to play. We'll take the break. When we come back, I'm going to play something else that came out yesterday on him. And it's kind of a football profile. The post game tweeted it. It's sponsored by Hyundai. And it's 6 minutes, so I want to get a nice long segment in. But it's a profile of his life in 6 minutes. Again, Jason, that was about 2.5 minutes. And this is 6 minutes. So in 8 minutes, I'm telling you what his agents helped, but also what this does is it makes you want to draft the kid. I'll play that when we come back next, the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. LSU is the sideline reporter for the Tigers on the LSU Sports Radio Network. We all saw what he did on the field. I want to know what it's like to him off the field. Because again, I think that video I just played from the NFL Network yesterday, Good Morning Football, just again shows his personality. And the one I'm about to play here, which is 6 minutes, and it's a player profile, and it hit, you know, social media yesterday, and it already has, you know, 2.5 thousand retweets. But again, it's smart, and it's why I, Pepito, pat on the back, won the argument in shots fired with Brian and Ola East about why Lamar Jackson needed an agent. Even though, yes, he did have an article today in The Undefeated about why he can change the NFL. Brian now on the phone before we go to the video, the second video that I want to air here. What you got, Brian?
I've got 16 reasons why I called in today, Gus, and none of them have to do anything with the NFL schedule.
Here we go. Go ahead.
I'd like to know why I'm so happy.
There we go. Go ahead.
Reason number one, Brandon. Reason number two, Coleman. Reason number three, Beck. Reason number four, Witt. Reason number five, the. Reason number six, Saints. Reason all the way through till you get to 16. Ha, 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 ha. My boy is back. Would you say what happened with Brandon Coleman? I mean, you're over there patting yourself on the back about to pull a muscle, trying to tell me about some ridiculous point you made about Darius Geis when you're supposed to be comparing the quarterbacks, not the running backs, because by all accounts, Lamar Jackson is a first-round pick. Darius Geis is a fringe first-round pick. So the little telling me thing about an agent, I got a question for you. Does Baker Mayfield have an agent?
What's your point?
Hello? Does Baker Mayfield have an agent?
I think he does,
What's the controversy going on? What's the controversy going on with Baker Mayfield right now? Would you like to share with the rest of the audience?
I mean, so he didn't memorize the Chargers playbook. That's ridiculous. Just because you have a meeting with the team, you have to know the team's playbook? That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Shouldn't his agent prepare him for something like that?
No, it's ridiculous. I don't think you need to know. Let me ask you. Yeah. Do you think every player that meets with the team should know that team's playbook? So everybody that met with the Saints on defense knows what Dennis Allen's defense does. Everybody that meets with Sean Payton on the offensive end knows every play call and what they try to do on offense.
I'll answer that question with the question. If you're going for a job interview, shouldn't you know something about the company? And
He knows something.
He knows your name is the Los Angeles Chargers. That's about all.
That's all you need to know. 5,000 people barely knew that. They can't even pack their stadium. They're done. You're done. I win again.
This beatdown stuff is really fun for me. But before I go, I just want to point this out. 6'6" off the line, touchdown, Coleman. Yes, sir. Guess who's back? Can't wait to see you at training camp when you get to talk to my boy Brandon Coleman. Gonna do a one-on-one interview with him just so we can play it on Sports Hangover. Gus, today is a great day. Enjoy 16 ways to be a better person, brought to you by Brian and Elise and Brandon Coleman.
There he goes, Brian and Elise. What are you grinning at over there? Why did you enjoy that?
It's just funny hearing y'all debate.
He may not even make the team this year.
Brandon Coleman?
Yeah, they didn't tender him. If they had that kind of future plans, they would have given him a tender. They just signed him. Like, fine, go ahead, come on back.
You want to debate about this too?
No.
I want to hear this video.
Okay, perfect. All right, so this is at the post game, tweeted it, and it's about Darius Geis. And it says how he defied the odds on the road to stardom and the NFL. Again, the next 6:49, pretty impressive here.
Somebody asked me to describe my running style, and I was just like, man, I run angry. It's very hard for me to just go down to the ground. You know, it's not going to just easily take one person to bring me down. It's going to take more than one. I don't want to go back to where I was at. That's what makes me grind so hard and do all I do now. That's what makes me run angry. One of the first memories I had was telling my dad that I'm going to play for LSU one day.
He did everything for them and with them. They didn't want for nothing. Like, he made sure they had everything. The first game system, a trampoline.
One night we were just playing in the kitchen. I'm 5. My dad's 28 years old. I picked him up. He was just like, hey, man, you strong. And I was like, yeah, you know, and I can run fast. And he was like, man, you're going to be the football man in the house.
one of his friends that was with him came knocking on the door and told me what had happened. So I wasn't prepared for it. I didn't expect it. I wasn't ready.
This guy walks in with his girl. They got into an argument. Then they started fighting. My dad knocks him out, and he felt played in front of his girlfriend and pulled the gun out in the restaurant and shot him 17 times.
I remember coming home from leaving the scene, and I walked through the house. They were still asleep, and I just broke down again because I'm like, how am I going to tell my kids that their father was killed?
I'm looking at the news, and I see part of my dad's body. I'm 5'6", you don't know what the hell going on.
When he passed, I had to get them some shoes for the funeral, and I went to the mall. And I broke down in the mall because I had to call his father's sister. And I'm like, you know, I don't even know what size shoes they wear. Because he took care of them. Like, he brought all their clothes, shoes. You know, he did it. That goes to show you, like, how close they were. The bond was unbreakable.
I remember, like, trying to jump in his casket at the funeral. In my mind, like, I'm like, what is this? Why is he leaving? Like, it just didn't really hit me until, like, a week later, like, when I see he really wasn't around.
I feel not strong about it myself. It's not something, like, we'll always talk about. You know, he remembered that his dad always said he was going to be the football player and he was going to make it. When he makes his first touchdown, he was going to run down the field with him.
So the year after my dad passed, I started playing football. And when I started playing football, I was so angry at everything. I wanted to show everybody not to mess with me. Walking outside my house, you know, you look left, you got people getting jumped, you see guns, you know, you look right, you see opportunity.
It's just so many obstacles you run into growing up where we come from. You wake up and your mama already going for work. The house empty.
Look in the fridge and it's not much.
You be like, man, we hungry, man. You start looking for food. Throughout the day, maybe starving. Well, take turns going in the store stealing food. The
thing that makes it hard is poverty. Poverty changes everything. Like, when you don't have money, that brings gangs. That brings violence.
I always went out the house and walked right because that was the route for my football field. I stayed there all day because that was my happy place, where I always wanted to be at. I never wanted to be at home. I never felt safe there.
It's not so much that a kid wakes up and I want to join a gang. Nobody ever do that. It's just every day growing up knowing that my mama hungry, I'm hungry, and they got such and such down the street that I can go sell tonight and I can get that $200. It's not so much that it's being pushed in our face. It's just it's around us. You're living in it.
Sports is what kept us together. Sports is why we're still a group.
My transition from South Baton Rouge to Catholic High School was very difficult. You know, me, Travell, and Javon, we were all supposed to be at McKinley.
I went to McKinley. I wasn't really fond of McKinley. And I just figured that a different environment, you know, he can really accomplish his dreams.
The hardest thing about going from an all-black society to a completely all-white society, being around people you were never exposed to growing up.
When you look around, we come from predominantly black areas. We come from poverty. Difference always hard.
He was really upset. Like, he came crying, saying he didn't want to go there anymore. And he's telling me that the kid's teasing him, and he's having a hard time.
You know, a Catholic, my mom didn't want me to get put out. You know, I didn't want to have to be the one to call my mom, telling her, hey, you got to pick me up. I just got put out. That was the last thing I wanted. You know, you really had to sacrifice a lot, you know, that you weren't used to. Just hearing, you know, different things like, oh, you poor, you don't have money. Oh, you just here for football. Hey, you dumb. You probably got all else. Us asking other people to buy us food and stuff. It was really embarrassing at the time.
And I told him, I say, Darius, look, those kids are no better than you. You can do whatever you want as long as you put your mind to it. And as long as your mind to it and you focus on that, you can achieve wherever. I mean, nobody's better than you.
When I met Stephanie, I was a junior in high school. She was the junior counselor. It took me a while to open up because I never really just got into my background with anybody.
With his friends coming in and himself, they were a little lost.
We'll see the houses they living in and stuff and just like, what do your parents do? Like, how do y'all do this? Just being around them, you know, seeing how they really never had to want for anything.
I just saw a really frail child that just needed help at that time. I could tell even not just Darius, but Travell and, you know, the rest of his friends there that they just needed someone, a voice for them.
She'd invite me over to eat dinner with her husband and her two kids, you know, a place to sleep if I wanted to sleep out there. It felt good. It felt like something I needed, you know, just that extra comfort and extra home.
It takes a village to raise a child, and we were just very happy to be part of that village.
When Darius moved in with us, he would actually take pictures of the refrigerator because he's never seen a refrigerator have so much food in it before.
And I just really couldn't stay away. Even when she didn't invite me, I asked her if I can come over and sleep. Or do y'all have food? Can I come eat? I just ended up moving in. It was against the rules at Catholic, so she had to resign or she was going to get fired if she kept helping me. So she resigned. To this day, you know, I'm just very grateful.
When he was a kid, it was about survival, and it was hard for him. He didn't have time to be a kid. And now he's kind of on a development scale where he can let that kid part come out.
So many people look up to him because he's an example for the youth. He's an example for me.
Whenever he's running, he feels his dad there.
I see this fun, loving child that just likes to keep moving, moving.
He's the reason why I really smile every day.
After I get off the podium, you know, crying is tears of joy. And when training camp starts, it's back to run angry. And y'all better be ready.
So it's a video, and it's Hyundai and sponsors of the NFL. Again, how can you not be a fan of Darius Geis after listening to that? 6 minutes, 49 seconds tells you all you need to know.
But he plays video games. Gus is going to hurt his game.
Again, now you probably know why I was just a little...
Yeah, of course. Makes sense.
Yeah. Let's ask your mom if she sells herself and if you like me.
Yeah. Or he can just play that video for scouts. And
I mean, it's just, again, two pieces of video, two different things, right? One's a player profile telling his story. And the other was him answering what certain scouts think that he can't do. I mean, sold. Look out for the Panthers at 19 there. Maybe get Darius Geis. Quick break. We come back. Let's surprise call him. I've kind of teased it. I think he's listening, but we got to critique the graph.
It's time, huh?
It's time. Top of the hour, the LSU sideline reporter, part of the LSU Sports Radio Network, Gordy Rush. A little bit more on the Darius Geis story there. I just think those two pieces of video are very telling. And if I'm a coach or if I'm a scout or if I'm a team, I don't know. I'm asking y'all listening. Doesn't that make you want to at least say, what do we have on this guy? You know, especially if you want a running back. Maybe if you have no need at running back. Maybe not, right? Take a feel on him. 215, Fletcher Mack, Pels Blazers, Game 3, 8 p.m. tonight at the Smoothie King Center. It is sold out. I'm pumped, ready to get going. We'll continue next on ESPN New Orleans.
Shot to left center. That is going to get down for a hit. Ortiz will score. It's not a strike. It is ball four high. This one belongs to the Wave. Boone Glancy walks off with a walk. And Tulane with three in the bottom of the ninth defeats the LSU Tigers.
And there it is. That is the game-winning call from a one Todd Graffanini. Of course, voice of the Tulane Green Wave. And as always, Graf, there is your normal music to come on in. Congratulations, Todd. Good call, Pepito.
It was good. It was good very call. Good.
Nice call. Todd, not a bad call. There's only one problem, though, Todd.
What's your problem, Todd?
Huh?
What's your problem?
I don't know, I could have swore we both said that, I don't know, weren't you going to say something that starts with an A? A little rivadeci?
Right. What? Say that again?
Rivadeci.
Right.
Yeah. And we didn't hear it. Just saying, I mean, you've had back-to-back games last Friday, so not back-to-back games, but a couple of chances the last couple of games, and, you know, arrivederci is, it's not happening. I could have swore you promised us last Friday. You came back down 16-6, you won 17-16, a walk-off fashion then, a walk-off walk yesterday against the dreaded LSU Tigers, and, you kind of failed us. But a good call. But a good call.
Sorry I hurt your feelings, Gus. Sorry I hurt your feelings.
Just making sure.
I don't have an answer for you. I really don't.
Okay.
I guess, you know, I'm not a man of my word. Mm-hmm. Told you what I was going to do. But, again, reality got in the way, Gus. I'm just not a scripted type of guy. I live in the moment. I'll try. I'll keep trying.
I mean, look, there's a little thing called, like, sticky notes, post-it notes, Pepito.
Gus, this has nothing to do with Graf's call. Yeah. This has to do with you being disappointed with Graf not seeing Arrivederci.
Well, I mean, again,
I thought the call was really good.
No, it was. It was a good call. It just
not good enough for you. You know, your standard.
It's not a strike. We win. We win. Arrivederci. I mean, I just, you know, it was right there for you, Todd. It really was. It was right there. Victory right there. You had it. I mean, again, a good call. A good call. Just, I can't give you the A+. That's all I'm saying.
I don't deserve the A+, Gus, if I'm not up to your standards. So,
well,
I'll just
yeah,
have
and
to,
Gus,
I'll
your standards clearly, yeah.
Well, I'll say this: it might have cost you. Again, I'm here to help you.
Are you?
I am. And if you say arrivederci, okay, and if you throw that into your calls, it may just get you an NFL job one day.
I'll take.
Not that it's open, but Pepito, you know, he started this. If I would ever take the sideline reporting gig, not that I want to leave your broadcast team, Todd, it's not what I'm doing. But Pepito said, what if the Falcons called, wanted me to, you know, John Michaels, he's moving on, and there's an opening, and I got a call, would I do it? And I couldn't picture myself in a Falcon locker room. Following a Saints win in the Superdome.
We're in the old.
And let's go down
Falcon
live
polo.
Where we have Noodle Arm Matt Ryan. I can't do it.
With a microphone right in Noodle Arm's face, smiling.
Right there. Yep. I mean, ear
Falcon,
to ear. Just people rubbing
Falcon
the top
polo.
Of his head. Yep. Either that or, you know, Debo talking about the, you know, the interception of Drew Brees again. Another pig. I would feel dirty, like the scene from The Crying Game in the shower. That would be me. So I'm asking
your
you.
Head.
Yes, exactly. Voice of the wave. Could you ever, ever be the voice of the Atlanta Falcons?
Gus, you know, after careful consideration, I know that it is one of 32 jobs. On the
one of 32 jobs, yes.
That someone in my business would literally beg, borrow, steal, do whatever you had to do to try to get that gig. But could I look at myself in the mirror night after night, smiling with my red Falcon polo on and
calling a glorious touchdown against
the
Saints.
Yes, going to the sphincter and saying, touchdown, Julio.
Yep.
Touchdown, Julio.
Yep. Take that, who dat. I mean, you'd have to say it. You'd have to say it. Take that, who dat.
Oh. No, I couldn't. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't.
All right, Todd, I couldn't either. Look, we got about 45 seconds here.
Yep.
The leaks are starting to come out. Five primetime games. Couple of Monday nights, some Sunday nights, and of course the Thursday night.
Oh.
The dreaded Atlanta Falcons
Thanksgiving has been ruined. Thanksgiving has been ruined. Yet again, you know, Christmas Eve almost got ruined this year, but we pulled it out. We pulled it out. That made the rest of Christmas Eve bearable. But what are we going to do all day? I mean, seriously, where's the turkey coma, the oyster dressing, the pumpkin pie? It's going to be pacing and angst. I mean, we got to go to the Dome Thanksgiving night against the birds. Oh, man.
Noodle Arm. Yep, fresh off that new extension, looking for revenge. Could be for first place in the division. Yeah, I mean, see? There he is. The voice.